forget to hit that like and subscribe button or the notification bell. You want to miss out? Ow! What the hell, man?
Oops. Off me, PG.
Yeah, I have a problem with that this morning.
No.
Hey,
no, PG people, PG.
Hey, everybody, this is Sequel Centric. Extra day this year, plus it's our anniversary, so we thought we'd do a crossover watch list cake anniversary leap day.
You're shouting, look, you're making it all red.
Okay,
God,
I am Nathan, and
still doing it.
She is the what are you?
I don't know.
You're the humpback whale to my something. Sperm whale? I don't know. I had a whole script I wrote out this morning. And
oh, sorry.
Doesn't matter. How's it?
Here, would you like that?
Yeah, let me rewind, replay. Oh, here we go. How's it going, Centrix? This is Sequel Centrix Leap Day
Hey, my computer notified us. Sequel Centric is live.
Excellent. This is a Sequel Centric Leap Day / official wedding anniversary episode. So we wanted to do something special for you all. And what better way than
you're still doing it.
I can't help it. I'm very loud. Like stuffy.
Jesus Christ.
I'll bring it down a bit. What better way than to do a live stream since it's been a while. And we're going to list about 24 movies on this 29th day over the 32 years we've been together and have cake.
Uh-oh.
You want to come on the live stream?
It is a love stream.
Gotcha.
Shall we see what's going on in the chat?
Yep. And then you can flip back over to
fine
the intros.
We have Halfwits Justin here and Miguel de la Roca.
Yeah.
Feliz aniversario. Sorry, hang on. Let me put my Spanish...
Put your Spanish cap on.
Let me put my Spanish lips on. Feliz aniversario. Fuck, I can't. There it is.
Come here.
Son of a bench.
Oh.
Feliz aniversario de...
Come on. Okay, Jojo.
Can't see. Macy's. 6 years. Yes. 6 años. 6 años.
Yeah.
Told you. I understand. I understand it better than I speak it.
Excellent.
What's up, Baldy? Says your sister.
We were supposed to do a magic mic.
Stuffy's here.
We're supposed to do a magic mic last dance review, but it didn't happen.
I'm not done. Let's see. Miguel says, where did your hair go? Your sister says he is loud and she is crafty.
See the episode where we got 86 followers and Sandy buzzed it off.
Yeah.
Check out that episode.
Yeah, that was not fun for me. He is always loud. Yeah, I know. Halfwits says humpback whales. And let's see, what else do we have? This is your cousin. Miguel de la Roca, so did I, Steph. This is your cousin. Huh?
No. Mike. From Texas.
Oh.
I didn't like the whole, you're the humpback whale to my sperm whale. What did I actually write? Can you flip the script back over?
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's good. Flip it back. Flip.
I'm going to flip you.
Or roll. Oh, here we go. I am Nathan. And she is the yippee-ki-yay Mother Tucker to my, I'm not even supposed to be here today. How you doing on our 6th official wedding anniversary? Even though we tied the knot 24 years ago.
I know. We did a pretty good knot.
Bow knot?
I don't know.
Sailor knot? It's square knot?
A strong knot, because it hasn't come unraveled yet.
Square knots lead to square dancing.
Lucky for you, we didn't do a square knot.
No. But John Blake told me if you ever sign us up for a square knot, to, you know, go over to his place and I know where his gun is and shoot off my least favorite toe because that's less painful than.
Can I do it?
Yeah, sure. You already punched me on camera, sure.
I said I was sorry.
How are you feeling today on this extra special day?
Old.
Well, the great thing is, we had our fifth anniversary just before COVID, so.
You're like towering over me.
I can. How's that? Is that better?
No, I was going to go up.
Okay. You know, at least.
Maybe.
At least our official wedding anniversary.
Oh, it is up.
COVID didn't impact any of our official wedding anniversaries. Would you like me to go upstairs?
Upstairs?
Or you want me up or down?
Go up just a tiny bit. That's better.
Okay. How am I doing?
Oh, sorry. Thanks for asking. You think I am, Mother Tucker.
What? We're already past that.
Well, I'm going back.
Okay. Is that because you're the high table? Go check that episode out.
That's right. We did do a review on John Wick 3.
Did you ask me how I'm doing on our 6th official wedding anniversary?
Do I care?
Yes, you do. Okay. I'm super happy to get to spend the day with you and share this extra special day with all the centrics about movies that have formed a base of our relationship. How are you doing? Combination off the...
Sorry, I'm reading.
No problem. What?
This is hard.
Because we're going off script and reading the script at the same
time? Well, no, because I'm trying to read that script and then read chat and pay attention to...
Well, must be hell to be a producer.
I don't get paid enough.
You want us to crack open the bubbly early? It's just a sparkling apple cider.
Yeah, and you go find my tiny bottle of whiskey and add some of that.
Okay.
I'm going to need it.
Well, what's going on in the chat before we do the usual Patreon
Stuffy,
stuff?
Stuffy is bickering with
Miguel.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Where are we?
We're going to start reading all the housekeeping stuff.
Now let's get to that cake. Oh, we aren't there yet.
No, not
Let's read
through the Patreon stuff and then we'll get the cake.
Well, that's up there and that's down there. If you want me to go by the script, I hate scripts. Before we talk about our favorite films, you can head on over to patreon.com/sequelcentric for more additional content.
Yes, that's right.
What'd you get in grammar?
Maybe.
And for $1, you can access a plethora.
Three amigos.
Of content right now. Do you know what a plethora is?
Yes. It involves piñatas. Speaking of pizza.
I'm not done. Including blooper reels, movie reviews, and other watch lists.
Is it my time? Is it my turn?
No.
Where's the binky?
You're trying to be a camera whore.
You want the binky?
Oh, I want my pan. And it's a loge.
Speaking of Patreon, we here at SequelCentric would like to thank our super outrageous tier patrons for their extra greenbacks on this channel, like Marty and Jonathan, as well as our other patrons like Eduardo, Fernando, Cindy, Sean, Chris, MacDaddy, Warren, Fernando, Victoria, Miguel, and Big Mama Halsey, formerly known as Big Mama Blake.
Big Mama Blake Halsey.
Your contributions help with studio upgrades like the muff mic and the cheap Dollar Tree props that you see in the background from time to time.
Anyone on the Super and Outrageous tiers get to pick a sequel movie like Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Excellent.
Father of the Bride 2. I won't hit you in the face with that. Because it's got some heft to it. Or a spinoff like Mallrats.
Chocolate covered pretzel? That's for you, Justin.
We'd love to see you over there. Okay. Moving on.
Sandy. As you know, this is our official wedding anniversary. Would you like to tell the audience why you picked this day to tie the knot with me?
Because you're dumb.
thought it was a little bit more heavier.
Nope.
A little bit more
you
deep.
You picked dumb days, so.
No, you picked the day. I
said you were picking dumb days.
Halloween?
That's dumb day.
A Groundhog's Day?
Dumb day.
February 27th?
That's a dumb day.
Yeah. We'll tell that to John and Cindy. That's when they got married.
See? And they didn't stay married. Why would I curse us like
shot
that?
Shot fire.
I wasn't in firing shots.
Throwing shade?
No. Your turn.
Well.
Told you why.
We have a lot of great movies to talk about and only 37 minutes in a row. And to do it in, I can't remember what I wrote.
Maybe.
Where
are you taking me?
I'm taking you to a pound town later.
No, not.
pound cake.
Can we have cake now?
Yes. After we have a plethora of cinematic magic to converse with. Let's get the ball rolling after we cut the cake.
Yeah, what happened to my beverage? You said you were getting me a beverage and then you never got my beverage.
Whoop, talking about the sparkling?
Yeah.
Well,
not doing good. I haven't given you your review yet.
This is true. This is my actual official review day.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell everybody that story?
I don't know that story.
You want me to tell the story?
Why?
Oh, crap. I didn't get the bottle opener.
Yeah. Well, there might be one in here. I might have converted one.
Yeah, if only Jake was here, he could...
Don't hurt yourself. You can't twist it.
Okay, quick story. So, we were coming up on our first unofficial wedding anniversary in 2001, and Sandy said something that I perceived to be sassy. I said, "You better be careful. Your yearly review is coming up in about 2 weeks." And Sandy just gives me this very serious look. Did you just refer to our wedding anniversary as our yearly review? I said, well,
as a job.
Yeah, I said, well, my yearly review is coming up with you. Maybe you don't want to keep me on staff next year. And she's like, you're an idiot. Okay, are you going to entertain the folks while I go get the bottle opener?
Yeah.
Okay, be back.
What am I going to do?
Talk, read up some of the movies.
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about my favorite movies. That we comprised a list of our favorite movies while we've been together and even before, growing up. So it was very hard because we decided we were only going to do 24 movies, being that this is our 24th anniversary. And we decided to add an extra five as honorable mentions because of our anniversary is on the 29th. Don't ask, it makes sense to us. So we already have an odd wedding day. So, that's how we roll. So we came up with 24 of our favorite movies, all-time movies, and with five. Thank you.
Want to chase that with a whiskey?
I want a Cadillac. I want a Cadillac cider.
A pink Cadillac with Clint Eastwood?
Like a Cadillac margarita.
Gotcha.
It's got a shot of the orange liquor in it, liqueur. Can't think of what it's called right now, but. Grand Marnier. Anyways.
That's what us Blakes know. We know our liquor.
We decided it was very hard to edit the list.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there were way more than 24 movies that we love to watch. And it was very painful to have to cut some of them. So we're going to go through our list of 24 movies. But we're first going to mention our honorable mentions.
I got some movies to show up since we're not going to throw up the mention. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to do posters.
Nope. Let's see here.
That's a pain in the butt. Oh, wait, let me see what's going on over here. Yeah. Your sister's being random.
That's so stuffy. Wait, that's so Raven.
Okay, go ahead. Nothing.
Well, you read and I'll throw up.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
That's okay.
Smokey and the Bandit is first. And then we have...
Oh, that was Raiders. Here's Smokey and the Bandit.
All right, you're such a dingbat.
I'm fired.
Fired.
Then Raiders of the Lost Ark.
All right, there you go. Smokey and the Bandit, Raiders of the Lost Ark. You're popping them up now. Put it down before I even say it. Jeez Louise, man.
Love you.
Do you? No more sugar for you. Despicable Me. Now you may show it. Shrek 2. That was a good one. Can I just call your spouse Edward? It is his middle name.
Legally changing it to Bushrod.
No, you're not. And the last one is Terminator 2.
Dun, 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 dun. Hasta la vista, baby.
I did enjoy that movie. I like the soundtrack better. But one of my favorite songs from Guns N' Roses.
What we got here?
So now we're going to get into our list of 24. How are we going to do this? 5 at a time?
Sure.
Till we get to the end?
Pretty much, yeah. we'll get about 12 in deep or whatever, and then I'll read 6, you'll read 6. We'll cut for some cake and then read the... Right. So we got Ghostbusters 1984, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Let's see here. I got one of... Rush Hour, where I don't even remember where I put it.
We have a Rush Hour. Yep.
Bad Boys, which I didn't grab. And I think the one, what's the next one below it? Is that...
You did 5. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
I showed 5.
Yes, but there's 24, so it's...
I know.
6 plus 6 is 12.
Shut up.
Mall Rats.
On Laserdisc.
On Laserdisc. There you go, Justin. I know I told you I'd bring it to you.
It's not an LP.
Okay.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
Oh, sweet. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was reading chat. Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Spaceballs. History of the World, Part 1, and only... Part 1.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and The Hangover.
Where is it?
You should have had these in order.
I know. But I grabbed them at the last second.
Yeah. You're next.
Let's see here.
We're at Hunger.
Hunger Games, which I know I have around here somewhere. Jurassic Park.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
Die Hard 3.
Yep. I think that one because of Samuel Jackson.
Yep. Deadpool. And I think this is pretty much... I believe this to be the very first movie we saw ever together. Disney's Aladdin.
Yep.
Do you want to have cake now, or do you want to keep on reading?
Let's finish our list.
There's nothing to do after the list.
We could talk about us.
Okay. My bad.
It's our anniversary, right?
Yeah. I think it is. Okay.
Hit me.
Hit you like hit you like you hit me or hit you?
No.
Hit you with my best shot? Fire away.
Thank you, love.
Yep. I didn't want to pour too much in and
spill it. Yeah. Go ahead, spill it on the keyboard. It just means I get a new one.
I'm a safety manager.
Did you do your 5?
Yes, I did.
Our 6?
Yeah, you're on Weird Science.
Thank you. We have Weird Science.
Oh, where'd it go?
Which is also on the Mother Tucker's No Watch List.
See that on
go
Patreon.
Go check that episode. lost my place. There it are. John Wick 3.
Oh, that's one of the ones I meant to grab, but I didn't.
Dummy. Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Classic.
So classic. Young Guns 2. Also classic. Love that movie. And the Princess Bride. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And Pirates of the Caribbean. Curse of the Black Pearl.
Did we ever say Mary Poppins? I thought that was on the list.
No, we took it out.
Okay.
Uh-oh. It's 11 o'clock.
Lunchtime. Cake.
That's the cake bell.
Oh, excellent.
Am I doing cake?
I can cut it, but let's see.
No, you'll murder it. Let me do it.
Okay. Give me the keyboard.
You're in charge.
You hear that, Duff? I'm in charge.
Diana. Oh, that's my Aunt Diana. Hand me my phone. What does Aunt Diana say?
On a live stream? Oh, at least I turned my volume on.
Oh, she's sending stinking videos to everybody.
Well, if it's a link to this fantastic, mediocre live stream, I'm all for it. Yeah, there were a lot of other movies that we had on the list, but we cut because of, you know, we wanted to keep it to the magical number of 24 plus 5. But other ones like Beverly Hills Cop.
You're on top of me and I can't.
Oh, you don't want me to be on top
of you? You ran over my toe.
Now we're even with you punching me in the face.
Not a contest.
We had other ones down there like Beverly Hills Cop. For me, Aliens. Other great movies like that. It was hard to really whittle down. We had other ones. You know, we had to... We picked Die Hard 3 over Die Hard 1, even though Die Hard 1 was...
Smell the sugar. Oh. I set that over there.
Yeah. And, you know, didn't say anyone to include all the...
Yeah,
you're trying to show the cake.
Yeah, you're a pretty cake. And I flipped it onto the floor.
Boof. That was some delicious cake.
Now we have dog hair cake.
Man, how rude and unprofessional.
I don't know anybody in Mrs. What's MS? Is that Missouri?
Yes.
Mississippi's MI, isn't it?
No. Montana is MA. Missouri is MO. And Mississippi.
No, MA is Massachusetts. There's too many damn M states.
Minnesota's MN.
MN. Maine is ME.
Mississippi.
Okay, did everybody know?
Mississippi is MI.
No, so. Beverly Hills Cop got cut. It was on there, but it got cut.
Yep, everybody excited to see the 4th Beverly Hills Cop movie on Netflix this year?
One back in the cake.
Could be a shirt show just like Bad Boss 3. Man, you need to put your sounds on. Might as well have stuffing or hot takes calling.
I already dropped one F-bomb. Don't make me do another.
Dropped an F. Friggin'.
3 freaking messages.
So, everybody in the chat watching us, why don't you shoot out a couple of your favorite movies that you watched over the years. Wow. On a live stream. Can't even edit it out. You're live with Sequel Centric. What's your hot take?
No, it's a message. It was a robocall, and I guess whoever was robocalling us, the person answered, hello?
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Hello? Hello?
This is a franchise you need to watch. RoboCop. Sammy won't watch Aliens because she was, you know, she got traumatized watching Alien, which is another movie on the Mother Tuckers No Watch List over there on patreon.com/sequelcentric. And for one mere dollar, you can get a bevy of stuff like bloopers, outtakes, some Willet sequels, a couple of shorts. Def and I's first Patreon review of Maverick, which is basically a spiritual sequel to Support Your Local Sheriff. Excellent. Did you give me the defective slice? Because
no, because the whole thing is falling apart.
Well, what can I say? I'm a piker, and it was on sale for $6.50.
See? That wasn't even the crap side.
Cracker cake for cracker people at the Cracker Barrel. Let's see here. Mississippi is MS. Michigan is MI. I forgot about Michigan. Thanks there, Miguel. How about everybody in the chat? Quickly type out your favorite Mel Brooks movie.
What are we going on here? Let's see.
No, that's okay. I'll get my own fork. Thanks.
Yeah, get your own fork.
Want to tell?
You're a big boy.
Why don't you tell everybody what I made you for breakfast this morning?
Big floppy pancake.
Dutch baby. German Dutch baby pancake.
With homemade blueberry filling.
Said it before, and I'll say it again. Considering this is a Walmart cake, not bad. It's a buy it. On the secret sequel centric scale. So, now that we've read the list, did you want to check it twice?
No.
Well, what do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about how Kaylee was in Stuffy's tummy when we got married?
Yep, Stuffy.
Jake and Andrew were kicking the soccer ball in the backyard, and DOG photobombed the video. Probably about the best thing about that was it was in the back. It was on a Tuesday between 4 and 6. It was in Oceanside in Stuffy's backyard. And
can't get more redneck than
I had David Brady being the camera guy. And during our vows, he hears a plane. And he
got distracted.
Pans up and follows it for about 2-3 seconds. Pans back down on us. Chrissy got so mad when she saw that.
Yeah. God damn it, David.
Yeah, but you had to say, no, you don't understand. Nate would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Stephanie, give me shots of tequila. She wanted me to have two or more. I decided to stop at one.
I thank you for that.
You're welcome. And at one point during the little reception, I lost you. I didn't know where you were at. But I guess you were, because that.
Your sister was trying to call me.
The crushing corset. You were laying down.
I hate that thing.
Well, one and done.
I burned it.
So you think Steph is going to call me on this line?
She is.
Sequel Centric, live. What's your hot take? We're eating some cake.
No hot takes.
Hello? 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 Wow. That's once in sequel-centric history, Stuffy was... She didn't have anything to say. Well, I can't say any hot takes. I'm out of here. Sequel-centric live. What's your hot take?
Quit shouting.
I'm choking on some cake.
Train your dragon.
Choking on some cake. Oh, where's Jake?
All right. I'll do a shot of whiskey for you.
Okay. Bye. There we go. Uh-oh. Short and sweet. Just like some people we know.
Who?
Oh, I'm not going to mention people. In case they're watching. You know, like Gallegos. Oh, my God. Oh.
That's mine.
I was pouring some for you.
Okay. Liar.
That's right. I was just...
I know better.
Well, this has been a hoot and a half, as John Blake would say.
A hoot and a half?
Hoot and a half.
I know, we gotta go get lunch.
You know, if anybody knows John Blake or knows me, John Blake's a vast reservoir of useless knowledge with all these, you know, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, mind your P's and Q's, I call shotgun, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm gonna get rid of this now. There we go.
So.
Yes.
You didn't want to read the end part when closing out?
Whatever.
What? No. Well, it's like, is there anything else you want to say before we close out this super duper short live stream? I mean, it's been a while, so thank you for coming. We love the live streams because we get to interact with everybody and never know if Loose Cannon is gonna call in.
Oh, that Loose Cannon.
Yeah, which Loose Cannon do you think I was talking about?
Me.
Oh. Well, that's a given. Because you're the funny one.
Sorry.
Whatever.
I didn't mean to be.
All I know is when Duff was, when Duff and I were doing the job, I was the funny one. He was the boy with buttons. And you roll in because Duff had had neck and back issues. And thank you very much for, you know, stepping in and keeping sequel-centric alive. But apparently I lost my...
Well, it was supposed to be temporary.
He could cook. Temporary. 5 years is temporary. What's the chat saying?
Nothing. Nothing intelligible.
Well, want to list any movie quotes or any of our favorite movies before we sign off?
God, that's a whole nother episode.
I'm your father's brother's cousin's former roommate. What does that make us? Absolutely nothing. Give us a quote. Give us a quote, Sandy.
Well, you put me on the spot. I can't think of it.
Okay. If you're us and we're you, what number are we thinking of? 69, dude.
Unless you want to go through the list and say a quote.
Well, I could hold up a movie. You could make a quote.
Okay.
Okay. How about this one?
Young Guns 2?
Yeah.
William H. Boddy, you are not a god.
Good quote.
Why don't you pull the trigger and find out?
Weird science.
Oh, fudge.
You want to come back to that one?
Hey, give me that. Give me it. Oh, I can't say it. It's got words in it. Well, my nuts is halfway up. Other than that, I'm perfect.
There are so many quotes that you go with that quote.
I love that quote. That's funny.
Jurassic Park.
Why are my grandparents in the closet?
See, there you go. There's a perfectly good quote. But you had to go with the Jurassic Park.
They weren't having a good time at the park.
Can we move on to Jurassic Park?
Just because. Well, wait. Best line ever in a movie was from Dr. Malcolm.
Yep.
When he says, "Don't spoil it." That's not what he said. "You were so consumed with whether or not you could, you didn't stop to think if you should."
Hunger Games.
I can't think of one.
I call tribute! Primrose 17! No, I call tribute!
My name is Jesus, not Jesus.
What do you keep calling me? Jesus. What's your name?
That's Jesus, not Hey. No, my name is Jesus, not Jesus. Yeah. As in, I will shove a lightning bolt up your...
Mary Poppins.
I wasn't on the list.
Okay. Rush Hour.
Yeah, probably in the car. Don't you know? You don't ever touch a back man's radio.
Oh, I thought we were gonna go with you blew up.
Oh no!
You blew up half a block. That block was already messed up.
A cig of weed.
Yeah, cigarette, a cig of weed.
Do you got a prescription for that? I got glaucoma.
Aladdin.
I think it's probably when he's going through the montage of. After he makes his second wish.
Yeah.
Maybe it is his first wish. When he turns him into a prince, and he's like, "Yo, boy, macho."
Yeah. Shrek 2.
There's a lot in that one, too. Probably, well, one of them is... In the forest, when Puss is, he's purring, but Shrek thinks it's donkey.
Yeah. Sorry, was it something about annoying animal has already been filled?
Yeah, annoying animal has already been taken.
Despicable Me, which was a movie we got Killy to watch.
Yeah.
Well, we had to watch the shorts first. Then she wanted to watch the full length movie. Any quotes for Despicable Me?
Ugh, I'm sure there is. I can't think of them right now.
My brain. Okay. How about Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Why did it have to be snakes?
There you go. Smokey and the Bandit. Daddy, can we get some hush puppies?
Sorry, I was reading. Oh no, Smokey and the Bandit. Hush puppies, yeah. We don't have time for that.
I'm in hot pursuit of a dangerous maniac. Hangover.
A Hangover. Oh, gosh. There's so many great ones.
Lions love pepper. They hate cinnamon.
Yeah, they hate cinnamon. Duh.
Okay, you want to put your quote on Spaceballs?
Spaceballs?
Like the... all-time best Mel Brooks movie of all time.
Gosh.
It's Mega Man.
Oh, wait. Who made that man a gunner? I did.
I did. He's my cousin.
My cousin. What are you doing?
Going up to the camera and crossing my eyes.
Okay, weird.
I thought you were going to go, "It's Mega Man, sir. She's gone from suck to blow."
What's that coming out of her nose?
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about Princess Mesa coming right down the aisle, past Alder and out the door.
Out the door.
Since we're talking about weddings. Okay, I think that's gonna wrap it up for today. Thanks for being here for all this craziness, enjoying our favorite movies over the last 32 years, and bargain
Blazing
Walmart
Saddles. Blazing Saddle.
Was that on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the jail.
Le Pedimenti Toll.
Are we awake? That depends. Are we black? Huh. I like that one.
A Petit Toll. Anybody's got any dimes? Nobody's got anybody. Someone's go back and get a ton of dimes.
Or we are awake. The beans. We are very confused. okay.
Since you're my host and you are my guest, I am the host. What would you like to do? Play chess or screw? Let's play chess.
Oh, we have so many great lines.
If you think we should do a movie quote of Mel Brooks movies or whatever, put it down in the comments below. We'll maybe do a live stream of that or something like that. But I think that's going to wrap it up for us today. Check out our other content on YouTube and Patreon if you don't want to see.
Change your name?
What? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I can't see it. You got to move the window over so I can see it.
Ooh.
There you go.
There we go.
Okay. I think that is going to be a wrap for us today. Please check out our other content on YouTube and Patreon. Or if you don't want to see his ugly mug, you can listen to us on all the major podcasting apps.
Holy crap, that's terrifying.
You have no idea.
And until next time. See ya.
Bye.